Good work, Trigger. Good work, boy.
I know Trigger could beat that critter. Well, see, you got the Henriette, or the Harriet, or the oh, shucks, that ornery puppet.
Well, I got it all right.
What's the answer to it, Roy? How did that thing talk?
There's only one answer to that, Dale. And if I'm not mistaken...
If you ain't mistaken, what?
You know, hold it, Gabby. Looks like you've got another visitor. It's Reverend Smith this time.
Yeah, and he sure is right.
Oh, that's started. Oh, that's no good.
What happened to it? I didn't... Jesus Christ, I was terrific.
Do you know? Do you know how a bell could be made to ring with no one there to ring it? Do you know how a lifeless puppet can be made to speak? And what's the answer to the handwriting on the wall? We'll know the answers to all these questions in a very few minutes. But now, friends, Roy Rogers has something he'd like to tell you. Roy?
Thanks, Art. Today is a big moment in my life, believe me. Shucks, folks. Oh, that's a good start.
Why don't you keep on? It was a good start. What happened? Yeah.
Good work, Trigger. Good work, boy.
Yeah, I know Trigger could beat that critter. Well, I see you got the Henrietta, the Harrietta, or the... Oh, shucks, the ornery puppy.
Well, I got it all right.
What's the answer to it, Roy? How did that thing talk?
There's only one answer to that, Dale. And if I'm not mistaken...
If you ain't mistaken, what?
Hold it, Gabby. Looks like we've got another visitor.
Yeah.
It's Reverend Smith this time.
And he sure is racking into the double R bar. Hey, Reverend. Reverend. What in tarnation...
Roy. I need your help. The strangest thing has happened.
What is it, Reverend?
The poor box. The poor box at the church. It's been robbed.
Oh, who would do a terrible thing like that?
I don't know, Dale. I discovered the robbery less than an hour ago. What's more, Roy, I found these inside the box.
Strings? Marionette strings?
Yes. Roy, what is the meaning of these puppets? I thought that affair of yesterday was someone's idea of a joke. Joke in very poor taste, but still a joke, but... This robbing of the poor box,
it's no joke, Reverend, I agree. It's a trick, and a mighty serious one. Dale.
Yes?
Take this puppet back to your office, will you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, God damn it.
We're off to hell now.
We're not.
Do you know? Do you know how a bell could be made to ring with no one there to ring it? Do you know how a lifeless puppet can be made to speak? And what's the answer to the handwriting on the wall? We'll know the answers to all these questions in a very few minutes. But now, friends, Roy Rogers has something he'd like to tell you. Roy?
Thanks, Art. Today is a big moment in my life, and believe me, shucks, my folks brought me up on Quaker Oats. Quaker Oats has been a pal of mine since I was knee-high to a duck, so I'm mighty proud that we're teaming up together. I'm going to sort of be the Quaker Oats ambassador to your house. And I'm not going to be backward about telling you to eat Quaker Oats, because I know it's mighty good eating and mighty good for you, too. So from now on, folks, when you think of Roy Rogers, doggone it, think of Quaker Oats.
Thanks, Roy. And friends, remember the wonderful benefits to everyone in delicious whole-grain Quaker Oats for breakfast. Yes, there's more energy and endurance for you grown-ups, more growth and health for you youngsters in good wholesome oatmeal than any other whole-grain cereal. That's because Quaker Oats is so much richer in vital food elements like protein, vitamin B1, and iron. Remember to buy Quaker Oats, the giant of the cereals. Quaker and Mother's Oats are the same.
Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious. The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oats.